Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Deep Dive, the show where we take your pile of sources and distill them into the essential insights you need to be truly well-informed. I'm Monty Wydenius, your guide on these learning journeys.
And I'm Vic Mather, here to help connect the dots and provide, you know, that deeper analytical perspective. Together, we're going to unpack some really compelling material today.
Absolutely. And today's deep dive is incredibly timely and important. We're going to be exploring a topic vital to national security and public service alike with the title, Why U.S. Public Sector Agencies Need to Adopt the MariaDB Enterprise Platform to Secure and Accelerate Speed to Mission. Mm-hmm. We'll be drawing from a strategic analysis of MariaDB's public sector strategy, press releases, detailed product comparisons, basically everything we could find to bring you a comprehensive, exhaustive, and frankly, granular report on why this platform is so critical for agencies to meet their initiatives, mandates, and mission requirements. And we'll also map out exactly which products, agencies, components, programs, groups, initiatives, use cases, titles, and personas the MariaDB sales team should really be prioritizing and why.
Our mission today is to give you a full understanding of the technological imperative driving government IT modernization. So, more specifically, we'll see how the MariaDB Enterprise platform addresses these challenges, both from a technical capability standpoint and a strategic alignment with those critical federal mandates.
Yeah.
It's about understanding not just what's happening, but really why it matters for the entire public sector ecosystem.
So let's unpack this first piece. When we talk about the U.S. federal government, we're looking at IT expenditure exceeding a staggering, what, $100 billion annually?
Yeah, it's huge.
But here's the kicker, the really interesting part. 80% of that colossal budget is consumed by simply operating and maintaining existing, often aging systems.
80%?
Imagine pouring like $80 out of every $100 you earn just to keep the lights on. Nothing left for innovation or growth. That's the reality for a lot of U.S. federal IT, and it's not just a budget spreadsheet problem, is it?
No, definitely not. It's a debilitating cycle of what we call legacy debt.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like a never-ending credit card bill that just keeps growing, silently suffocating any chance for progress.
Right.
The sheer cost of keeping these outdated systems running starves the very innovation needed to replace them. I mean, these legacy systems, they're characterized by prohibitively high maintenance costs, often because they rely on proprietary software with expensive licensing support agreements that just go up year after year.
Mm, the vendor lock-in problem.
Exactly. And they also come with significant security vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
Precisely because the software is often unsupported or, you know, past its end of life. No new patches for emerging threats.
So a prime target.
A massive target, which is a huge concern in the public sector, especially when we're talking about sensitive data. Beyond security, they have a crippling inability to scale. They just weren't designed for today's massive data volumes and user demands.
Right.
And even finding talent is an issue. There's a dwindling pool of experts skilled in obsolete programming languages like COBOL and Fortran. It's like trying to find a mechanic who still knows how to fix a Model T.
Huh. That's a powerful analogy, and it really paints a clear picture of the challenge. And it's not just theoretical either, right? The Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has repeatedly identified critical legacy systems.
Oh, yeah, constantly.
Across essential agencies like Health and Human Services, Treasury, Defense, all in dire need of modernization. Their reports aren't just dry statistics. They highlight how a lack of, you know, fully documented modernization plans for these systems directly increases the likelihood of cost overruns, schedule delays, outright project failure.
Total failure. It happens.
Yeah. So this situation isn't just about budgets. It's a direct impediment to the actual mission capability. It prevents agencies from investing in crucial technologies their own CIOs identify as critical, like artificial intelligence, machine learning, advanced analytics.
All the stuff they need to be doing.
Exactly. So legacy systems are not just inefficient, they are, in effect, a direct threat to national security and the effective delivery of public services.
And simultaneously, against this backdrop of legacy burden, we're seeing a series of powerful top-down mandates coming from the highest levels of government.
Right, these aren't suggestions.
No, these are directives. And they're forcing a government-wide technological shift. This creates a compelling, really urgent event for modernizing that core data layer, you know, across pretty much every agency.
That's where it gets truly interesting. First, you've got the Cloud Smart Strategy and the Technology Modernization Fund. This signals a clear directive to adopt modern, flexible, cost-effective cloud solutions.
Mm-hmm. Cloud first or cloud smart.
Right. And importantly, this policy explicitly encourages multi-cloud and hybrid environments. Why? To avoid vendor lock-in and enhance resilience.
Smart move. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. Especially for critical government operations. Then there's the executive order on improving the nation's cybersecurity. This mandates a fundamental shift in the federal government's security posture.
Big one.
Huge. It explicitly calls for migration to secure cloud services, adoption of a zero trust architecture where, nothing is trusted by default, even inside the network, verify everything, and stronger security standards for the entire software supply chain.
Zero trust is everywhere now.
It has to be.
And beyond security, we also see significant pressure around data itself, the Open Government Data Act and the President's Management Agenda. They're institutionalizing the principle that data is a critical government asset.
Data as an asset, not just a byproduct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Agencies are now legally required to make their data accessible, machine-readable, and use it to drive evidence-based policymaking, improve public services. This means data can no longer be locked away in obscure formats or, siloed departments. It must be a shared resource.
Makes sense. And finally, the Federal Source Code Policy, M1621. This requires agencies to share and reuse custom-developed code, even releasing a percentage of it as open-source software.
Interesting. So share the code.
Yeah, this is explicitly designed to reduce duplicative spending, increase transparency, and critically break that cycle of proprietary vendor lock-in that has plagued government IT for so long.
Yeah.
So when you put all these mandates together, what's the big takeaway for agencies? What's the upshot here?
Well, if we connect all these dots, the picture becomes crystal clear.
Yeah.
These mandates are deeply interconnected. They form a kind of perfect storm of pressure on government IT.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to meet all these requirements with a legacy on-premises proprietary database. It simply struggles to deliver.
Can't do it.
It's just not designed for a zero trust world. Its security model is often based on like perimeter defense, assuming trust inside the network.
Old school thinking.
Totally. It inherently lacks cloud flexibility, being tied to specific hardware. It is by definition not open,
Yeah.
right? Which prevents the transparency and reuse that these modern policies demand.
Closed box.
Yep. And its data is often trapped in silos, making it incredibly difficult to share, make machine readable for that evidence-based policymaking. An agency cannot successfully execute on these converging mandates without fundamentally rethinking its core data layer.
So the database becomes central.
Exactly. It elevates the database from being just some back-end component to a central pillar of strategic modernization. It forces a conversation that, frankly, a platform like MariaDB seems uniquely equipped to lead.
Okay, so if that's the problem, this crushing burden of legacy systems compounded by urgent interconnected modernization mandates, how does MariaDB Enterprise Platform step in? You said it's positioned as a cloud-native open-source database solution. How does it align with these critical government goals? Let's unpack its core benefits.
Right. Well, the most immediate and maybe the most compelling benefit is freeing agencies from those costly shackles of proprietary databases. Oracle, Microsoft,
The usual suspects.
the usual suspects. MariaDB provides an enterprise-grade open-source alternative. And this isn't just a preference. Many government initiatives now require agencies to consider open-source options. Why? To reduce vendor lock-in and, of course, cut costs?
It's mandated sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. In fact, failing to evaluate open source solutions can actually violate federal acquisition laws because it would unjustifiably exclude a significant part of the commercial market. That's a pretty strong legal and financial incentive for any agency.
Wow. Okay. And what's particularly compelling here is MariaDB's claim. They say it meets the same core requirements as proprietary databases at a fraction of the cost.
That's the pitch.
Think about the implications of that. Agencies can reinvest those significant savings directly into mission
Right.
capabilities.
Instead of vendor licenses, you get more agents, better tools, whatever.
Exactly. New AI tools, advanced analytics, or simply improving critical citizen services that directly impact real people. Plus, that inherent transparency of open source helps avoid future vendor lock-in, gives agencies control to modify or extend the code if they need to.
They get some autonomy.
Right. They're not just buying a product, they're gaining a degree of autonomy over their own technology roadmap.
Okay, so cost is huge, but security and compliance are, quite rightly, absolutely critical for government agencies. This is where MariaDB Enterprise Server really distinguishes itself.
Hi.
Well, it's hardened specifically for the rigorous demands of government security standards. And notably, it is the only MariaDB version with a U.S. DoD Security Technical Implementation Guide, or STIG approval.
Only one? That's a big deal.
It's a huge differentiator. It means it has passed hundreds of Department of Defense cybersecurity requirements and provides configuration guidance for the most secure deployments.
So it simplifies things.
Massively. It significantly streamlines that complex and often lengthy process for DoD and affiliated agencies to get an authority to operate, an ATO. That's the official permission slip to run a system on a federal network.
Which can take forever otherwise.
Exactly. MariaDB Enterprise supports strong encryption, including FIPS 142 validated algorithms, that's a crucial federal standard fine-grained auditing for accountability, role-based access control, and other advanced security features. It enables public sector customers to meet really stringent compliance regimes. DISA STIG, FedRAMP, HIPAA for health data, Section 508 for accessibility, PCI for payment cards.
The whole alphabet soup.
Pretty much. All using built-in security controls and robust vulnerability reporting. In essence, agencies can meet the highest security and compliance standards with MariaDB's end-to-end data protection.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a claim. It's backed by specific certifications and features that genuinely simplify that compliance journey.
Okay, so security is covered. Now, when lives are on the line or critical public services are being delivered, think emergency services, military ops, IRS during tax season, uptime is everything. Downtime is just not an option. You mentioned MariaDB shines here.
It really does. It provides 24/7 high availability, zero downtime failover clustering, and disaster recovery capabilities that are, you know, not just comparable to, but often better than what you'd get from those costly proprietary solutions.
How does it manage that?
Well, features like non-blocking backups, which mean your system keeps running, keeps writing data while a backup is happening. That ensures continuous operations.
No freeze.
It offers fault-tolerant clustering using tech like Galera or Distributed SQL. That replicates data across multiple servers, so there's no single point of failure. And rolling upgrades let you update the system without taking it offline.
Critical for 247 systems.
Absolutely. All these features ensure agencies can drastically reduce unplanned outages. For instance, Los Alamos National Laboratory, you know, a major Department of Energy institution, they achieved robust high availability after migrating to MariaDB Enterprise. That's a serious real-world example.
Yeah, they don't mess around.
No. MariaDB's proven stability and long-term support, with over 5 years of support for each release. That gives government IT teams the confidence they need to meet their strict uptime SLAs, their resilience mandates. That long-term commitment is vital for any government planning cycle.
Okay, so it's reliable, but beyond just keeping the lights on, how does MariaDB's architecture help agencies actually, you know, accelerate, deliver new stuff faster?
Good question. Its modern, extensible architecture is designed specifically for that. It scales really seamlessly from just a single node, one server, up to global clusters. It handles both high-volume transactional workloads, think millions of financial transactions, and complex analytic queries, like crunching vast amounts of intelligence data.
So it grows with you.
Exactly. It can grow with an agency's needs, from a small initial project to supporting a massive enterprise-wide system.
What's the tech behind that scaling?
What's truly ingenious here is its pluggable storage engines. MariaDB includes a built-in columnar engine optimized for analytics and a distributed SQL engine for massive scale-out.
Okay, what does that mean in practice?
It means you can run real-time analytics and advanced ML workloads on the same platform as your traditional transactional systems.
Ah, so no moving data around constantly.
Right. Agencies can make faster, more data-driven decisions by running analytical queries directly on their operational data. Imagine intelligence analysts getting real-time updates on emerging threats, instead of waiting hours for nightly reports. That significantly improves situational awareness, decision support.
Game changer for some missions.
Totally. And the platform's ability to deploy anywhere on-prem, cloud, even the tactical edge, like a remote military base with Kubernetes support, lets teams quickly stand up databases where needed. As MariaDB notes, public sector orgs can deliver new products and services faster and more efficiently while complying with security standards by leveraging this innovation.
And for the developers.
For developers, there's an intelligent data services layer called MariaDB MaxScale. It simplifies application development, offering features like connection pooling, query routing, failover handling, ultimately enabling rapid feature delivery and more agile DevSecOps cycles.
This versatility seems key. You said MariaDB Enterprise is cloud native, runs anywhere, private cloud, AWS, Azure, GovCloud, on-prem, hybrid.
Yep, all of the above.
That portability aligns perfectly with those federal cloud smart initiatives and the DoD's need for multi-cloud federated environments. And crucially, unlike those single-vendor cloud databases that kind of trap you,
the walled gardens.
Right. MariaDB inherently avoids cloud lock-in. Agencies keep the freedom to deploy or migrate across platforms without redesigning their apps. That's huge long-term flexibility and, frankly, negotiation power.
It really is. And this raises an important question. In a world of increasingly diverse data, can one database truly handle all government data needs?
Yeah, can it?
MariaDB's answer is a pretty resounding yes. It supports traditional relational SQL and semi-structured NoSQL JSON data, which is everywhere now for web apps, APIs. Plus, it supports complex geospatial queries, vital for mapping, intel, disaster response.
Geospatial is critical for DoD and GA.
Absolutely. And on the cutting edge, it even includes embedded vector search for AI applications. That's essential for working with machine learning models, large language models.
Vector search. Okay, so it's ready for AI.
Seems so. This incredible workload versatility allows one platform to handle a huge array of diverse mission use cases, from traditional ERP records to geospatial intelligence to AML model data, significantly reducing that sprawl of niche databases everyone struggles with.
One database to rule them all. Kinda.
Huh. Well, the collect, combine, comprehend, and act on all your data mantra is perfectly reflected in MariaDB support for transactional, analytical, and spatial workloads within a single system.
Okay, so to summarize these foundational benefits, MariaDB Enterprise Platform provides enterprise-grade stability, security, support-hardened binaries, hotfixes, 24/7 support, while preserving the economic and innovation benefits of open source.
Right. Best of both worlds, in theory.
Which makes it an ideal choice for public sector agencies looking to modernize legacy systems, meet those federal open tech mandates, and accelerate mission delivery without sacrificing security or reliability. It really seems like a powerful combination that hits the public sector's biggest pain points.
Yeah, it lines up really well. Now let's get into the specifics of how MariaDB achieves this. Let's look at the individual components that make up its enterprise platform suite and their strategic value for government requirements. Understanding these pieces clarifies the whole picture.
Okay, let's start with the core. MariaDB Enterprise Server. You said it's the heartbeat?
Pretty much. MariaDB Enterprise Server is an enhanced secure fork of MySQL, designed specifically for production at scale. It's hardened for security, remember, that critical STIG certification we talked about, and finely tuned for performance. It has enterprise-only features like thread pooling for handling tons of connections, end-to-end encryption, advanced auditing, long-term support.
All the enterprise goodies. So what does this foundational piece mean for the public sector specifically?
Well, for public sector clients, Enterprise Server is the only edition of MariaDB that officially meets DoD, STIG, and other key regulatory requirements. That makes it the non-negotiable foundational choice for any mission-critical deployment in the federal space.
Not just nice to have, but required.
For many federal systems, yes, it's a mandatory prerequisite. It should be positioned as the essential cloud-native open-source database for the public sector. Capable of running high-volume mission apps on any platform with the required security, stability, and support assurances government demands.
What specific features make it enterprise?
It includes things like the Enterprise Audit plugin for really granular activity logging, non-blocking enterprise backup so you can back up without interrupting operations, and integration with tools like HashiCorp Vault for secure, externalized management of encryption keys. These are sophisticated features government agencies absolutely need for compliance, security, and resilience.
Okay, got it. Now, the next component, MariaDB MaxScale. You described it earlier. It sounds like a really intelligent traffic cop for your database.
That's a great way to put it. It's an advanced database proxy, providing capabilities highly valued by government IT. Smart query routing, load balancing across servers, automatic failover if something breaks, query firewalling for extra security, and transaction replay for seamless operations.
What's the agility angle here? How does it help with those old brittle apps?
MaxScale functions as a crucial agility layer. It strategically decouples applications from the underlying database backend.
Decoupling, okay.
This is a profound benefit for agencies often burdened with those brittle, decades-old legacy apps that you just cannot easily modify or rewrite. MaxScale lets you modernize and upgrade the data layer without requiring a complete, often impossible rewrite of the whole application stack.
Wow. So you can upgrade the database without breaking the old app?
Essentially, yes. Imagine updating your database tech without having to re-engineer core government services that have been running for years. It can also mask sensitive data and enforce security policies right at the database access layer, essential for zero trust principles, especially with classified or PII data.
And the failover part.
Its transaction replay and connection migration features provide true zero interruption failover and upgrades. That's critical for any system supporting public services or military ops. It improves resilience, boosts developer productivity by removing complex retry logic in apps, and facilitates seamless migrations. It can route queries to both old and new databases during a cutover with minimal or zero downtime.
That sounds impressive.
These advanced features really differentiate MariaDB from basic open-source MySQL Postgres setups. They strongly appeal to customers needing enterprise continuity without those Oracle-like costs.
Okay, next up, MariaDB Expand. Sounds like it's built for massive global scale. Part of the platform, a distributed SQL engine enabling global data operations. How does that fit government needs?
Right. For defense and intelligence use cases needing geo-distributed databases or just really high write scalability, Expand allows clustering across multiple nodes, multiple sites, with strong consistency everywhere.
An alternative to Oracle RAC or Aurora.
Exactly. But open source.
Right.
Without the proprietary lock-in, it directly fulfills critical needs like field-level data replication from the edge, say, a forward operating base all the way to the cloud, cross-region redundancy for disaster recovery, scaling heavy transaction loads traditional databases choke on.
Give me an example.
Okay. A military IoT or sensor network. It can ingest massive amounts of data at the edge on lightweight MariaDB instances, then aggregate that data via Expand into a single logical database spanning regions, providing a unified picture.
So where should the sales team push Expand?
They should strongly prioritize Expand for agencies planning truly large-scale systems. Think DoD's JDC2 data fabrics, or maybe nationwide civilian data platforms. Anywhere massive scale, high availability, and geographically distributed users are all critical. It's for when you need your data everywhere, all the time, perfectly in sync.
Got it. Now, analytics on government data. Huge driver of innovation. MariaDB ColumnStore, you said it's a built-in columnar engine optimized for analytics, BI reporting. How does that help agencies get insights faster?
Well, government programs increasingly demand real-time analytics on operational data, whether it's DoD's AML initiatives or civilian agency dashboards trying to improve services. MariaDB's hybrid transactional analytical processing, HTAP.
HTAP, running analytics on live transaction data.
Exactly. That's a game-changing advantage. ColumnStore lets agencies replace or augment expensive, separate data warehouses like Oracle Exadata or Teradata by performing powerful analytics within MariaDB itself, and crucially, at no extra license cost.
Within the same database.
Yep. This capability of co-locating OLTP and OLAP on MariaDB can eliminate complex ETL processes and moving data between systems and enable a true single source of truth or common operational picture for decision makers.
So faster insights, less complexity.
Right. For example, intelligence analysts could run rapid trend analysis on live data inserts as new intel comes in. Or a city government could do real-time reporting on 911 call data stored right in MariaDB.
Yeah.
This ability to run transactional and analytical workloads on one open platform is genuinely unique among open source databases. Should be a core selling point.
Mm.
Faster insights, data never leaves home.
Okay, makes sense. Now, DevSecOps and containerization, big buzzwords, but they represent a real shift in government IT. How does MariaDB fit into that modern development and ops world, like Platform One at the Air Force?
Good connection. Modern public sector IT is rapidly embracing containers and DevSecOps. Platform One is a great example. MariaDB's Kubernetes operator automates the complex deployment and management of MariaDB clusters on popular platforms like OpenShift, AWS EKS, Azure AKS.
So it works well with containers?
Perfectly. It aligns directly with government cloud initiatives prioritizing containerized workloads. It offers easy scaling, automatic failover, self-healing in those dynamic container environments. The sales team needs to make sure DevOps folks know MariaDB can be delivered as code in their CI/CD pipelines. That's a critical differentiator over legacy databases.
Automation, speed, consistency.
Exactly. Plus, MariaDB inherently supports multi-cloud and hybrid use cases, back restore between clouds, replication across sites right out of the box.
Right.
That resonates powerfully with agencies pursuing multi-cloud strategies or worried about cloud vendor lock-in.
What about their managed service, SkySQL? Is that FedRAMP ready?
Not yet. SkySQL isn't FedRAMP authorized for direct government use currently, but MariaDB can be deployed in GovCloud environments via marketplace images or through partners like Carahsoft. So in the interim, focusing on self-managed deployments with that cloud-agnostic flexibility is a key strategic selling point.
Okay, so bringing it all together, MariaDB Enterprise Platform's components, the Harding Server, the Smart Max Scale Proxy, Distributed SQL with Expand, Column Store Analytics, the Kubernetes tooling, they deliver a really comprehensive solution.
Seems like it.
A solution that can replace multiple proprietary products, consolidating an agency's database footprint. Agencies get Oracle-like features, HA, security, analytics, plus unique stuff like built-in columnar, Oracle compatibility, all under one open license.
That's the value proposition.
So from a sales angle, it's crucial to map these capabilities to specific agency pain points, like Oracle RAC costs, solve with Expand, need real-time analytics, column store, uptime issues, max scale.
Connect the solution to the problem.
Exactly. It's positioned as a single, versatile platform for modern data needs, simplifying a complex landscape.
Okay, so now that we've seen the power and comprehensive nature of the platform, the question becomes, who should MariaDB be talking to first?
Yeah.
Not all agencies or programs are equal in urgency or fit.
Right.
Need to prioritize.
It's exactly. To maximize impact, achieve rapid adoption, MariaDB's public sector sales strategy needs to focus on specific sectors, initiatives, personas. The ones that demonstrably have the strongest need and the most compelling mandates for what MariaDB offers. Remember, it's about tailoring that value prop precisely to the mission requirement.
Makes sense. So top priority.
From a strategic perspective, the Department of Defense, DOD, and the intelligence community, I see absolute top priority.
Why them specifically?
They have large budgets, sure, but also pressing, often existential, modernization mandates. And crucially, they now have explicit approval to use MariaDB thanks to that DISA STIG certification.
That STIG approval keeps coming up. It's key.
It's absolutely key. The focus should be on DOD, Fourth Estate IT agencies like DISA itself, which sets the standards, and the military service branch is actively undergoing significant data platform upgrades. That STIG approval is a powerful competitive advantage, almost a strategic moat. It transforms the procurement conversation from, is this risky, to, this is one of the few approved, viable, low-risk open source options. It de-risks adoption, accelerates the ATO process. That's a true game changer for getting into DOD.
So how do they leverage that? What's the message?
They should emphasize MariaDB's role in achieving data-driven decision superiority within the DoD. For example, its ability to fuse and share critical data across disparate domains rapidly. This aligns directly with the DoD's data and AI strategy goals. Superior battle space awareness, building a federated data infrastructure ready for advanced AI.
What specific programs?
Target JDT Joint All Domain Command and Control. That initiative needs connected data across all domains. Also service-specific efforts like the Army's Data Cloud or the Air Force's ABMS, Advanced Battle Management System. An open, scalable database could be the backbone for command and control complex logistics systems there.
And the intelligence community, NSA, NGA, CIA.
Similar needs. They demand exceptionally high security and have missions requiring rapid analysis of massive data sets, geospatial intelligence, signals intelligence.
Where MariaDB's features fit well.
Exactly. MariaDB's combination of spatial queries for geodata, columnar analytics for rapid insights, and its inherent security makes it ideal for intel data platforms needing agility and security. Key use cases, military IoT sensor data aggregation, especially edge to cloud, secure comm systems needing STIG-hardened data stores, analytic platforms for intelligence fusion, leveraging column store for real-time insights.
And who do they talk to? The personas.
CIO, CTOs driving modernization. Program managers whose systems currently rely on expensive Oracle SQL databases. And definitely cybersecurity officers. They'll greatly appreciate the SIGINT compliance and open source transparency. These folks bear the burden of security and cost. MariaDB speaks directly to those pains.
Okay, DoDE is priority one. What about the civilian side? Treasury, USDA, transportation?
Right. Moving to the civilian side, many federal departments like those are under significant mandates to modernize legacy systems, migrate to the cloud, often with tighter budgets than DoD. They commonly run old Oracle, IBM DB2, Microsoft databases for everything from core finance to case management. Massive replacement opportunity.
So the pitch is similar. Cost savings, avoiding lock-in.
Yes. MariaDB presents itself as a compelling drop-in replacement there, too. Cut costs, avoid lock-in, while improving scalability and performance. Emphasize MariaDB's proven reliability for enterprise apps. It absolutely can run core transaction systems like financial ledgers or HR systems on modern infrastructure at a lower total cost of ownership.
Any specific big agencies?
Well, think about the Department of Veterans Affairs. Massive health record databases, huge patient load. Or the IRS with its vast tax systems. They might strongly consider open alternatives like MariaDB during IT overhauls, specifically to save costs and gain agility.
Also focus on agencies with open source mandates or innovative cultures, NASA, GSA.
Definitely. They might have internal initiatives or innovation labs designed to use open tech. MariaDB's message of flexibility and innovation with the reliability of proprietary systems at a fraction of cost really resonates there.
And linked it to federal initiatives.
Absolutely. Linked to the federal data strategy, data interoperability, cloud smart, multi-cloud readiness, any mandate to consolidate or modernize data centers, use cases, modernizing case management or licensing systems, new citizen-facing services needing scalable open-source backends, analytics on open government data.
Personas there. Agency CIOs wanting lower licensing spend. Chief data officers building data lakes. Enterprise architects doing cloud migration.
Exactly those. They all need a robust, affordable, flexible, open-source database option.
Okay, federal covered. What about state, local government, and education SLED? They often have even tighter budgets, right?
Yeah. SLED agencies represent another high-priority segment. Often severe budget constraints, deeply aging systems, sometimes still mainframes, or even Access Excel. For SLED, the priority is clearly directly highlighting cost savings and ease of modernization. They just don't have those vast federal budgets.
So MariaDB lets them modernize citizen services, DMV, voter registries, school databases without the sticker shock of Oracle or SQL Server.
Precisely. As MariaDB notes, SLED orgs can deliver impactful public services with a modernized tech stack that makes the most of restricted budgets and legacy systems. The sales approach should use success stories. A city migrating its permit system from SQL Server to avoid license renewals. A university using MariaDB for a new research data repository for flexibility.
What else do SLED customers value?
Community support and, crucially, avoiding single vendor dependence, maybe after bad experiences. Use cases. County ERP systems, state health, and human services databases where license costs directly cut funds for public programs. Education learning management systems.
Key personas in SLE. CIO site directors of states, large cities, university DevOps leads.
Yep. State-city CIOs often explicitly encourage open source in RFPs. University DevOps leads often prefer open source stacks like LMP and can champion MariaDB as the default database for new apps.
Okay, one more group. Defense contractors and federal system integrators. You called them force multipliers?
Absolute force multipliers.
Yeah.
Major aerospace defense contractors, Lockheed, Northrop Grumman, and the big federal CES, SAIC, Booz Allen, Accenture Federal. They're the ones actually building the complex mission systems. They often decide the tech stack for huge government projects.
So how does MariaDB engage them strategically?
The strategy is clear. Selling MariaDB's value to them can directly result in MariaDB being specified in massive multi-billion dollar programs.
What's the value prop for the contractor?
Emphasize how using MariaDB makes their solutions more competitive. It cuts licensing costs, letting them submit a lower, more attractive bid. And critically, it avoids future vendor risk for their government clients. MariaDB's versatility means they can meet diverse needs, transactions, analytics, spatial with one platform, simplifying their development and support.
Makes their bids better and their solutions simpler.
Exactly. MariaDB's public sector page specifically calls them out. Aerospace, defense contractors, and federal system integrators solidify your competitive advantage, built on a versatile, cloud-native open-source database at a fraction of the cost. That message needs to be central.
Use cases for them.
Any new C4ISR system, logistics platform, command and control software being developed. Propose MariaDB instead of Oracle SQL Server. Give a government customer a solution with no ongoing license fees and open flexibility. Many contractors already use or contribute to open source, so pitching MariaDB aligns with their engineers' preferences anyway.
Personas at the integrators, solution architects, program managers, corporate CTOs.
All of the above. Solution architects and PMs decide on CO test components. Corporate CTOs set tech strategy and might champion MariaDB to differentiate their offerings in that cutthroat federal market.
Okay, beyond specific orgs, you mentioned cross-cutting initiatives, AML, open data, DevSecOps.
Right, these are powerful trends where MariaDB is exceptionally well-positioned. The push for AML in government, like DoD's JACCDO, needs robust data backends. MariaDB's support for JSON, time series, vector data makes it a natural fit for AI data pipelines. Its ability to scale on commodity hardware fits the experimental nature of AI projects.
And open government data.
Agencies publishing or integrating large open data sets can use MariaDB as a cost-effective, scalable analytical database for that. Any initiative around DevSecOps, Agile Development, DoD's Platform One, CDC's IT modernization benefits hugely from MariaDB's quick deployment and integration into CI/CD workflows. Sales needs to watch for government RFIs or strategy docs, signaling shifts to openness, interoperability, cost efficiency. MariaDB hits all those themes. The breadth of its use cases means nearly all public sector domains can gain something.
Okay, so the fit seems strong across the board, but how does MariaDB actually stack up against the competition? The incumbents Oracle, Microsoft SQL Server, IBM DB2, and even other open source options like PostgreSQL, Standard MySQL. This comparison is crucial, right?
Absolutely crucial. This really underscores MariaDB's strengths and unique advantages in this specific market.
So let's start with the obvious one, cost and licensing.
Right. The most obvious win, often the most impactful, is MariaDB's open source licensing. No huge upfront license fees, no recurring renewal fees crippling budgets. Support subscriptions are typically far cheaper than proprietary maintenance from Oracle or Microsoft.
And those vendors charge extra for add-ons.
Often, yes. Things absolutely essential for enterprise ops, clustering, partitioning, backup tools, Oracle and Microsoft often charge extra for those. MariaDB includes equivalent capabilities in one comprehensive subscription.
Like Oracle RAC or partitioning?
Exactly. Oracle Database Enterprise Edition requires expensive options for partitioning, RAC clustering, advanced security. MariaDB provides partitioning, multi-node clustering via Expand or Galera, and encryption built in. No additional module cost.
So immediate budget relief. Avoid the Oracle tax.
Precisely. Freeing up millions for actual mission needs. Plus, MariaDB's pricing is transparent, predictable, not tied to opaque core counts or punitive audits. That reduces compliance risk and budgeting anxiety.
Okay, cost is a clear win. But what about features? Can an open source database really match Oracle or SQL Server for enterprise-grade stuff? That's the common concern.
It's a fair concern, but MariaDB Enterprise answers it resoundingly. It supports full ACD transactions, stored procedures, triggers, views, full SQL compliance. And critically for migrations, it has optional Oracle PL SQL syntax compatibility.
That PL SQL compatibility is huge for migrating Oracle apps.
Massive. Makes it much easier without a complete rewrite. It also has online backup tools like Oracle's RMAN and powerful replication and clustering options. Galera, expand equivalent to or even beyond Oracle DataGuard or Microsoft. Always on AGs for HADR.
Does it offer anything that competitors don't have?
Yeah, actually. It provides temporal tables that built-in time travel query support to see data as it was in the past. MySQL and vanilla Postgres lack that, and its hybrid columnar storage, column store, neither Oracle Standard Edition nor SQL Server offer that without moving to separate, often pricey analytics products.
So it's not just parity, sometimes it's ahead.
In some areas, yes.
Yeah.
And again, that deep Oracle compatibility eases migration significantly. While Enterprise DB Postgres also tries Oracle compatibility, MariaDB's engine diversity and clustering often go further. The bottom line. MariaDB delivers the same core enterprise features as Oracle, SQL Server, and DB2, plus additional capabilities. Agencies don't sacrifice functionality. Sometimes they gain features without the cost.
Okay, features are there. What about performance and scalability? Can it handle government-level workloads?
Performance is on par with leading databases for most workloads, and its modern architecture gives multiple ways to scale. Vertically on big servers, sure. But more importantly, horizontally via clustering distributing workload across many machines.
How does it handle read versus write scaling?
For read-heavy loads, it supports powerful replication and partitioning. For write scalability, often the bottleneck, the expand engine, allows true write-anywhere distributed clustering. That surpasses MySQL's native capabilities, rivals modern NewSQL systems. Unlike legacy databases tied to single server designs, MariaDB was built with the cloud and distributed systems in mind from the start.
It leverages modern hardware.
Fully. Multi-core concurrency, large memory, multi-node sharding for immense scale. And column store massively speeds up analytic queries, often 10-20x faster for large scans versus row storage, without needing an external data warehouse.
Any specific competitive edges on performance?
Non-blocking backups do hot backups without freezing writes. MySQL community needs a third-party tool for that. Storage engine level compression and encryption match Oracle's TDE compression features, but at no extra cost. And real-world examples like Wikipedia using MariaDB for its massive traffic, ServiceNow using it under the hood for its huge SaaS platform. They prove its scalability and reliability.
Okay, powerful. Now, security and auditability, how does open source compare here? Isn't proprietary code more secure?
That's a common misconception. It's crucial to highlight MariaDB's core code is open, vetted by a global community. This often leads to faster discovery and patching of vulnerabilities compared to closed source, where you rely solely on the vendor. MariaDB Enterprise adds rigorous QA and hardening on top of that community vetting.
So transparency is an asset.
A huge asset, especially for government demanding trust. Proprietary customers rely solely on the vendor, might be exposed to undisclosed vulnerabilities. With open source, more eyes on the code.
And that's Stig hardening again.
It's a unique, powerful advantage. Oracle, SQL Server don't come Stig ready. Admins have to manually apply hundreds of settings. Time-consuming, error-prone. MariaDB Enterprise's SDIG guidance provides a secure baseline, much simpler to implement. Reduces manual effort, misconfiguration.
Secure by default.
More so, secure by default settings, like strong authentication plugins, native TLS encryption support, better than older MySQL versions needing extra tuning. And the Enterprise Audit plugin provides comprehensive logs, similar to Oracle's Audit Vault, ensuring compliance with federal record-keeping mandates. The bottom line, MariaDB can meet or exceed proprietary security posture, and its open nature means no black boxes, crucial for agency confidence.
What about innovation and future-proofing? Are proprietary vendors faster?
Often the opposite. MariaDB's development is incredibly dynamic, responsive. It incorporates modern features faster than many slow-moving enterprise vendors. For example, it introduced native JSON, Oracle-compatible sequences years ago. Now adding hybrid cloud, AI features like integrated vector search, staying on the leading edge.
So it helps agencies stay current.
Exactly. Government IT leaders worried about being left behind should see MariaDB as a strategic way to stay current. Embrace innovation without waiting for a vendor's expensive disruptive upgrade cycle.
Proprietary vendors tie innovation to new purchases.
Often, yes. Mm. New additions, specialized appliances. Yeah. With MariaDB, agencies benefit from an ever-improving platform backed by a company and community with freedom to adopt new capabilities on their own timeline. That's vital given how quickly mission needs evolve. MariaDB's pluggable architecture means it adapts without forklift migrations. You don't have to rip everything out to get a new capability.
So summing up the competitive case, head-to-head.
MariaDB provides 90-100% of the functionality of Oracle SQL Server DB2 that government users actually use at maybe 10% of the cost, factoring in license and hardware savings.
10%? That's massive.
It can be. Unlike Oracle monetizing every feature separately, MariaDB's enterprise subscription is all-inclusive. Compared to community MySQL or PostgreSQL, MariaDB Enterprise offers official support, patches, certifications, those lack. Gives assurance of a vendor-backed solution without closed-source downsides. The drop-in replacement narrative is powerful. MariaDB does what Oracle SQL does, but more cost-effectively, with more flexibility and open-source benefits.
It sounds compelling.
As a MariaDB press release put it, any enterprise with stringent security needs can break away from their proprietary databases and look to MariaDB Enterprise Server as the ultra-resilient backbone. That captures it. Resilience, features of legacy databases without constraints, empowering agencies to own their tech stack, accelerate innovation.
Okay, we've covered the problem, the solution, the competition. Now the strategy. How does MariaDB actually approach the public sector to capture these opportunities? Near-term wins, long-term positioning.
Exactly. We need both. Quick wins to build momentum and a long game to become a standard.
So near-term sales priorities. Next 12, 18 months, where's the low-hanging fruit?
Low-hanging fruit will definitely be agencies actively looking to ditch Oracle or SQL Server due to cost or end-of-life systems needing replacement. Sales needs to proactively identify contracts or systems up for renewal or migration.
Like an Oracle contract expiring soon or someone hit by audit fees.
Perfect examples. Prime targets, where MariaDB can literally drop in and save millions. They should offer MariaDB's Oracle to MariaDB migration assessment tools up front. Help agencies evaluate the effort, de-risk the decision.
Focus on pilot wins.
Yes. Focus on a few key pilot wins in major visible agencies. Build momentum. Maybe migrate a non-critical component of a DoD ERP system or a state's budget database. These early wins become invaluable reference cases, tangible proof points.
And leverage that STIG approval heavily in DoD.
Absolutely. That's a crucial door opener. Mm. Target any DoD programs building new systems or going through security reaccreditation. Since MariaDB Enterprise is already vetted by DISA, pitching it can significantly shorten their ATO process. Huge incentive for program managers facing delays.
You mentioned ServiceNow earlier, too.
Right. A very specific near-term use case. Many government agencies use ServiceNow. Self-hosted ServiceNow deployments require MariaDB Enterprise to meet STIG compliance because ServiceNow uses MariaDB under the hood.
So it's a requirement.
For those self-hosted STIG compliant deployments, yes. Niche but important opportunity. sales should coordinate with ServiceNow's Government Sales or Carahsoft to find these accounts. Offer MariaDB Enterprise as the supported compliant solution. Can yield quick sales. It's a clear requirement, not a discretionary rip and replace.
And in discussions, lead with capabilities addressing acute pain points.
Always. For near-term adoption, high availability and disaster recovery are almost always critical concerns, especially if current solutions are brittle or expensive. Show how MariaDB's replication, clustering, backup immediately improve uptime.
Or analytics acceleration.
Exactly. If a department struggles running reports on their OLTP system or pays tons for a separate data warehouse, introduce MariaDB Column Store to offload and accelerate analytics now. These targeted improvements don't require a full rip and replace. Start as adjunct solutions showcasing value. Quick wins build confidence, set the stage for bigger migrations.
Finally, identify open-first champions, quick adopters.
Critical for near-term success. Find agencies or groups with a stated preference for open source. Some federal agencies have open source program offices, innovation labs like 18F at GSA, Defense Innovation Unit, natural allies who can pilot MariaDB quickly.
Engage CDOs, CTOs known for advocating open standards.
Yes, find internal champions, give them tech evaluations, white papers, maybe a 30-day trial of MariaDB Enterprise to experiment. The goal is seeding small-scale deployments dev test, a small app within strategic accounts. These can expand organically.
POCs without lengthy procurement.
Right. MariaDB's low-cost, easy deployment make it feasible for agile teams to spin up proof of concepts. Encourage that grassroots adoption that often precedes official enterprise uptake.
Okay, that covers the near term. What about long-term strategic positioning? The 2 to 5 year outlook?
Long term, the goal is for agencies to formally adopt MariaDB as a standard approved database platform for all new applications and gradually for legacy replacements across the enterprise.
So pursue agency-wide agreements, multi-year contracts.
Yes, once MariaDB has proven itself in pilots and larger deployments. Key to this, continuously bolster credibility. Achieve more critical government certifications, full FedRAMP for a managed service, FIPS 140 validation for crypto modules, common criteria.
Position it as a trusted enterprise platform, not just a niche tool.
Exactly. Endorsed by CIOs, security officials. Over 2 to 5 years, as success stories accumulate, sales must persistently push for inclusion in agencies' formal reference architectures, approved product lists.
And keep aligning the roadmap to public sector trends. AML, zero trust.
Absolutely vital to stay relevant. Market MariaDB as AI-ready vector search, ML-friendly data types, data lake handling. If quantum-resistant crypto or deeper zero trust become mandates, ensure MariaDB features map to those needs. Stay ahead on cloud integration, analytics, security. Be seen as a future-proof choice.
Shift messaging from just cost savings to mission enablement.
Crucial shift. Frame it as MariaDB helps your agency deliver X capability faster with more precision. Directly tie database performance, flexibility to real mission outcomes, faster intel insights, better citizen service uptime.
You also mentioned building a community, public sector users, advocates.
A strategic long-term asset cannot be overemphasized. Sales and developer relations need to actively support user groups, workshops, training specifically for government users. Over years, this drives organic adoption as DBAs, developers move between agencies, bring MariaDB knowledge with
them. That creates a feedback loop, too.
Exactly. For features government users need, long-term success comes when MariaDB isn't seen as risky, but as a proven default choice, like Linux, in government. Invest deeply in early adopter success. Ensure they're happy, vocal champions. Publish case studies like Los Alamos. Aim for MariaDB to be referenced in government IT best practices.
Competitors won't stand still, though. How does MariaDB maintain differentiation long-term?
Good point. They must maintain clear, compelling differentiation. Long-term positioning should emphatically emphasize MariaDB as the open-source enterprise database, combining community innovation with enterprise reliability support.
Highlight independence from cloud giants.
Yes. That MariaDB isn't controlled by a single cloud giant or vendor is a powerful selling point for government data sovereignty, tech independence.
Mm-hmm.
Adopting MariaDB aligns with government's long-term interest in open standards and keep highlighting where MariaDB leapfrogs others with innovation.
So the goal isn't just cheaper replacement, but superior platform.
Precisely. Aim for MariaDB to be seen as a genuinely superior platform for modern workloads. Ensures it's chosen not only when budgets are tight, but even when performance, innovation, strategic independence are top criteria. Okay, makes sense. Let's wrap this up. Right. In conclusion, U.S. public sector agencies should adopt MariaDB Enterprise Platform because it uniquely meets their most pressing, complex mandates. From cutting costs, avoiding lock-in, to meeting rigorous security standards, fundamentally accelerating mission delivery, MariaDB's enterprise products directly address core government use cases with an open, modern approach.
And the strategic imperative for MariaDB's sales team is to prioritize those agencies and programs where these strengths matter most. DoD, IC, cost-sensitive civilian IT, SLED modernization, federal SIs. By making a strong, evidence-based, competitive case showing MariaDB offers the same capabilities, reliability, as proprietary databases, plus open source innovation, at a fraction of the cost, they can persuade stakeholders that adoption isn't a risk, but a profound strategic advantage.
Near term, focus on migration opportunities, quick wins, leverage that STIG compliance in DoD long term. Position MariaDB as integral to government IT modernization, a dynamic platform evolving with needs, empowering agencies to achieve missions faster, more securely, more efficiently.
And as MariaDB's own public sector lead stated, capturing this vision perfectly, government agencies are challenged with delivering new and innovative services while meeting the highest security and performance standards. MariaDB Enterprise Server enables these agencies to modernize as they move from expensive proprietary databases to standardize on open source. That vision truly captures why the public sector should choose MariaDB now and keep expanding its use.
So, considering the immense pressure on government IT, the clear advantages MariaDB offers in cost, security, agility, what specific area within your organization, or perhaps a mission you care deeply about, do you think could benefit most from embracing a solution like MariaDB Enterprise? That's something profound for you to mull over.
Good question to ponder.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time, keep learning and keep questioning.